Okay. So we're at a friend's house. I'm wet and horny. Right now I've already got a vibrator in. That's how horny I am. I didn't wait to start the audio. Anyway, we're at a friend's house. They go into the kitchen to start on dinner. And we're in the living room on the couch. And you're running your hand up and down my thigh. Slide your hand into my panties. Start rubbing my clit. Maybe I shake your hand off. I'm embarrassed and don't want to get caught. So I get up and start to walk away. But before I do, you pin me to the back of the couch. Turn me around. Pull my hair gently so I'm tilting my head back. And you whisper in my ear that I'd better be quiet or my friends are gonna hear us. And you slowly slide the skirt of my dress up, unbutton and unzip your pants, pushing them down just enough to let your cock out. You push me so I'm bent over the couch. Pull me back against you. Your hard cock rubbing against my pussy. You already know how wet I've gotten from your teasing while our friends were talking. Oh, my pussy's so wet and dripping. Aching and desperate for you. You run your cock along my pussy lips, covering your cock, and slide into me slowly, covering my mouth with your hand so I'm not being loud, and start to pump into me slowly at first. Once and twice, testing to see how loud I'm gonna be. When you decide I'm gonna be good and stay as quiet as possible, you use one hand to grab my hip and start pounding into me. I'm pounding into my pussy, making me gasp and moan, trying desperately not to be too loud, but wanting to come all over your cock. I'm trying really hard not to be loud, but it becomes clear that I can't hold it back. So you stop, grab a couch pillow, set it on the floor, and tell me to get on my knees on top of it. Tell me you want me rubbing my pussy against the pillow, back and forth. And while I am, you tell me to open my pretty little mouth inside your cock and grabbing a fistful of my hair, sliding in and out. Hitting the back of my throat, making me gag and choke on your cock. Meanwhile, I'm getting so horny and worked up, I'm grinding against the pillow. And the next time your cock slides out of my mouth, I beg to come. And you tell me I've been so good, I've tried so hard, that I can come. But only if I come against their couch pillow. You want me to remember the next time I'm there that I came all over the, and they kept it not knowing. Soon you're back to fucking my mouth, sliding down my throat, grabbing my hair, fucking my throat faster and faster. Not letting up, easing, no matter how much I moan and gasp around your cock. As I'm getting closer and closer, you grip my hair, put your hand around my throat, and shove your cock in my mouth one last time. Holding me there with your cock as far down my throat as I can take it. Well, I just explode on the pillow, coming at the same time that you're coming down my throat. Coming so hard. Fuck. At least I would have gotten permission to come. That makes me good, right?